Where politics divide, music is an instrument that can bring people together. And nowhere is that more evident than at the annual Roots and Blues Festival, where Salmon Arm celebrates an explosion of music, beginning with the Downtown Tuned Up series on July 22 on Hudson Avenue. Artistic director Kevin Tobin has again crafted an eclectic slate of talented performers who will deliver mellow vibes for warm sun-kissed afternoons, then crank it up to inspire festival goers to move to the groove. Returning to one of their favorite festivals are Colin James, who will close the festival on Sunday night, Steve Mariner, Los Lobos, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer and the Boom Booms, among others. New to the festival but equally enthusiastic is another award-winning Canadian icon, Burton Cummings, who will close the main stage Saturday night after sharing his hits from the Who days, along with A Few Good Moments, from his new album. Tobin is proud and excited to be introducing a diverse group of first-time and equally talented performers from across Canada, with several artists representing international rhythms and rhyme. On the international front, are acts from the UK, Australia, the Congo, Denmark, Scotland, New Zealand and the US. He continues to develop the ever-popular workshops, which combine the talents of several artists, many of whom have never met, let alone performed on stage together. Ranging from a blues explosion to blues, funk, soul, shared folklore and music that has evolved through the ages, emotion and passion will be shared at 8 workshops this year. As well as welcoming performers, Tobin points out the event has grown, with ongoing efforts made to welcome attendees, some 70% of whom come from out of town. "And we continue to work on promoting the festival within itself," he said, noting topmost on organizers' minds is, how can we make the experience better? Kenton Thomas and Roxy Roth have been instrumental in creating exceptional moments throughout the festival. Tobin said the artists Thomas selected this year need an elevated space with superior sound to fully showcase their talents. Look for them on the barn stage, where Thomas will act as MC and share SecAPMC stories. Also growing is the sense of fun and playful activities Roxy Roth and her The Whimsy Squad are injecting throughout the festival. Located near the Polk stage, The Whimsy Squad offers a dynamic arts and crafts team for people to freely create on their own or engage people with interactive murals, spin bike art or the paint catapult. Whimsy Rovers will encourage festival patrons of all ages to play with roving pop-up activities like giant Jenga, camp-style games and water balloon play. Another addition to the popular spot is a private space for changing babies who require freshening up. Performing arts group Kinshira Entertainment returns with stilt walkers, fire dancers, roving atmosphere entertainment, themed costumes, aerialists, circus entertainment and acrobats. Runaway Moon Theater stilt walkers will also add a special sense of magic to the skyline. Playful and fanciful, Whimsy is powered by 65 volunteers, 30% of whom are under the age of 19. Committed to adding joy, members of the group got together to tie-dye shirts, which they will reveal in a kickoff parade from the main gate at 4 p.m. on July 25. Anyone who would like to participate in a Saturday night glow parade can visit the Whimsy site. The artist lineup is not the only international feature. Festival goers can explore a world of flavors from the many food vendors, buy quality products in the artisan markets and support the festival and performers at the merch tent. Tobin meanwhile describes the festival as a team effort by dedicated staff and a tremendous volunteer base, almost 800 strong, the proof of which is in the number of attendees who make Roots and Blues a summer must. Go to rootsandblues.ca for a wealth of information. Patrons can listen to performers, find out when and where they are playing and map out their festival experience, both on the fairgrounds and in the free concerts leading up to the 3-day celebration.